USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is upon us, and now is the time to seek refuge.
Potentially catastrophic Hurricane Michael at Category 4 strength with winds of about 150 miles an hour, about to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott already looking ahead to what's going to happen after the storm moves through.
As soon as Michael passes, we will have a massive wave of response and support coming down and around the Panhandle.
But Scott's warning people who've decided to ride out the storm in evacuation zones that first responders are not going to come out and help anybody while the storm is raging. President Trump's daughter Ivanka confirming she won't replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador, tweeting that the president will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding, "That replacement will not be me." And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump will sign two prescription drug bills at the White House today, bills to remove the so-called gag orders on pharmacists. That will free them to inform people when the cash price for a prescription drug is actually lower than it would be through their health insurance policy. Yesterday, the president spoke at a Council Bluffs, Iowa rally about a proposal he's made to allow year-round sales of gasoline with higher blends of the corn-based fuel ethanol, something farmers in many states, including Iowa, have been pushing for.
We are unleashing the power of E15 to fuel our country all year long.
At that rally, the president also urging support for Republican candidates in the midterm elections.
And a vote for Republicans is a vote to reject the Democrat politics of anger, division, and destruction.
President Trump's to meet tomorrow at the White House with rapper Kanye West. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Pope comparing abortion to hiring a hitman. Pope Francis delivering a weekly address in St. Peter's Square today, telling worshipers, quote, "Getting rid of a human being is like resorting to a contract killer to solve a problem." This year, the Pope also formally opposed a bill that would have legalized abortion in his native Argentina. A Georgia man says he had the police called on him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black.
That's crazy.
I know.
Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer did show up.
So I got two kids I'm babysitting. We ate at Subway, at Walmart, went and got some gas. She pulled up talking about some, are the kids okay?
This from a video that Lewis made when the cops showed up.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
The children telling the cop that Lewis is a friend of the family, and the children's parents confirmed it later in the day. And Taylor Swift named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards, winning last night also for Favorite Pop Rock Album, Favorite Pop Rock Female Artist, and Tour of the Year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.